So these evenings, what we've been doing is somebody's been giving just a very personal talk, an account in a sense of their own particular experience of one of the Brahma Viharas. And so tonight I'm just going to be sharing with you my own particular experience with Upekkha. What I'm going to do is start with a poem by T.S. Eliot. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. But neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance. I wanted to start off with that because very much earlier on was a very strong inspiration for me towards equanimity. When I first heard about the Brahma Viharas and first heard about equanimity, I was completely blown away by it. There was something about it that, well, just like metta really, really struck a chord. I think, you know, we get a glimpse of something, don't we? We don't really know what it is, but something strikes you. And I just felt somehow then it was going to be a really significant practice for me. I also knew it was very, very far beyond me, that it was very beautiful, and it also became really confusing because on the one hand, I saw it as so beautiful, so attractive. I was in awe of it in lots of ways. But on the other hand, I actually felt even repulsed by it. So I had these two very strong feelings going on at the same time, which probably wasn't surprising because back then, in a way, I was very much a person of extremes. Yeah. They were bumpy. They were very bumpy, my extremes, but I think I liked them. I think I identified with them very strongly as me at the time. They sort of seemed like who I was. It's strange to think that now, but that was then. Also, at the time, there was a lot of talk in the movement about guarding the gates of the senses, and I didn't really like the sound of that very much back then. I think it felt to me as though somehow, you know, you were going to have to close down. Also, you know, hearing about equal love, equal compassion, equal mudita, felt as though what was going to happen is everything was going to, you know, instead of having my highs and my lows, everything was going to get compressed into some sort of, you know, rather dull, flat line. That was my impression. I sort of felt it would be like my inner landscape would be like living in Norfolk rather than Wales. So I think I'd sort of confused the equal part rather than realising that the emphasis was actually on the love or the compassion. So, yes, there was quite a lot of confusion. And I think I knew that if I really wanted to embrace Upekkha, which certainly a part of me did, that I would have to change quite radically, and I wasn't sure that was what I wanted back then. I had this idea that I would become a bit dull and grey, so that gives you an idea of all the wrong views that were floating around me at the time.